Leo Slinks, our man at Werribee. Morning to you, Leo.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. There'd been plenty of discussion about Craig's ride, but he's going to keep it in the Manicato.
Yeah, that's great. I'm sure initially there was some discussion and disappointment around the result, but we're talking about a $10 million race, and Kieran McAvoy did a great job, and it's good that Craig kicked the ride.
Righto. Now, the obvious major story of the morning is Admire Juice, that we had about an hour and a half ago, that the horse was galloping at Warrnambool and, is being attended to right now. And the suggestion is that he may not race again, and in fact, could be fighting for his life. So we're going to try and get a bit more on that between now and when we finish. But that's been the major disappointment of this morning, Leo.
Yeah, shocking news, Andrew, and he's being transferred to the Ballarat veterinary practice right now, so he'll be in the best of care, and just hope that he can pull through and that we get the right outcome there. But all those the horse welfare is huge, all those months of preparation just gone in an instant.
We really feel for Jamie and Luke and the crew at Australian Bloodstock. Mate, you went to Kyneton and spotted Wicklow Brave there ahead of the Caulfield Cup.
Yeah, they wanted to get him away from Werribee just to give him a gallop, and they wanted the softest ground as possible. They're racing in Kyneton today, as we know, and it was softest ground. Dave Casey went there and rode him. He said the track walked firmer than it rode. He said it actually was quite good underfoot. He worked 2,400 metres, and Dave says he's spot on. Said he goes into the Caulfield Cup as a legitimate grade one performer, as he used it, and that he goes there and he gets his chance.
And no interval training, it was just a decent gallop.
He cantered a lap, and then he had a decent gallop. Mile and a half, as Dave said, and he said he felt great. Says he's got him in the right spot. The horse was fantastic after the work, and seemed very happy in his surroundings. And it was a good day out away from Werribee for him. And we know when he came to Australia last year, he didn't travel down so well. They've had no such issues this year, so as far as I'm concerned, he's in a far better place.
Okay, Joe Moreira, as we know, is coming down to ride Wicklow Brave on Saturday in the Caulfield Cup. A special guest from Melbourne as well, Leo, is with us, jockey Hugh Bowman. Morning to you, Hugh.
Good morning, Andrew.
Busy morning, mate.
I've only ridden two horses, but it's been worthwhile.
Yeah, two, but very notable. Marmello, of course, in the Caulfield Cup. And you went to Moonee Valley with Winx this morning.
Yeah, she had a first look around the valley since last year's Cox Plate, and she thoroughly enjoyed it.
What sort of work, mate? Well, was it just simply there for a look around?
Oh, she had a nice gallop this morning. You know, she's come through her race at Flemington in very good order. Everyone's very pleased with her at the stable, and she worked on her own this morning, and she went 6.75, and I let her build up from the 600 and let her work home the last two within herself, but it was pretty solid work, I'd imagine.
Yeah, fantastic.
Felt like it was anyway.
Do you know whether she's going back again, Hugh?
I don't know exactly what Chris is planning. I understand he might take her back next Tuesday for the Breakfast with the Stars. But I'm not 100% on that.
I understand.
What kind of feel did Marmello give you this morning?
Yeah, he is a bit better than the last couple of times I've ridden him. Not so much that I was out there to get a great feel of him, but I asked him to really stretch himself last time I rode him. All three times I've ridden him, I've been on my own. So the first couple of times he had a little bit of a look around. He wasn't all that much on the bridle, but this morning he didn't do a great deal. As I said, I went sort of five evens, and I let him use himself the last furlong or so, but I kept him well on the bridle, but I was very pleased with the way his concentration level. He moved very well too, but he's moved well all three times, but this morning is just much more in my hand, and you know, almost like he was stimulated from that solid piece of work we did on Friday morning. And yeah, he'll make his presence felt on Saturday.
We know how strong he can be. You know, a Kergalay winner's got pretty good strike rates down here during the spring, Hugh.
Yeah, so I'm told. I haven't looked too much into all that. But, yeah, he certainly comes over with a very good profile, and you know that these guys that invest in these horses, they know the types of horses they need to feature here in Australia. And you know, each year we get a few contenders, and obviously they have Australian interest as long as well as their, you know, European owners as well. So yeah, it's all interesting, and you know, I'm looking forward to the weekend as much as everyone else to see how he goes, but I think he'll run very well.
Fantastic, Hugh. It just seems to be, at the moment, the internationals, they're getting so much discussion. I guess the only thing that our listeners are probably saying, Hugh, is that, you know, they're clearly understanding what you're saying about the horse and what we hear from the internationals, but I guess we really don't know how they've acclimatised until they hit the racetrack. And Hugh Bowman's line, I think, is just...
Sorry, you there?
Yeah, sorry, Hugh. Yeah, sorry, mate. I guess the horse is pleasing you, but until they race, the acclimatisation's the issue, I guess.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can go through all the scenarios you like and get the right type of horse and have him travel well, or her, and get the preparation to a T. Until you get to the race, you really, ultimately, you're not going to know. So, yeah, like I said, I'm looking forward as much as anyone else, and although I think 2400 is probably a bit short of the horse's best trip, well, his form would suggest that. He certainly has the right profile, and I expect him to run well.
Beautiful. Hey, you, thanks for taking our call this morning. Good luck with the week ahead, mate.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, Hugh. Hugh Bowman joining us there from Melbourne regarding Winks and Marmello. And you've been quite impressed by him, Leo. Leo Schlink, our international reporter's online.
I have, Andrew. He's one of the horses that has caught the eye, and he did some nice work there. It was yesterday morning, and obviously Hugh's giving him a bit more today. But sadly, with, as you were saying before, Admire Juice, with his injury and forced withdrawal, it brings the focus right back to Johannes Vermeer and Marmello. And I'm sure both will run very well.
It's interesting with Lloyd Williams telling me yesterday Ben Mellum's going to ride Johannes Vermeer and Caitlin Mallion will ride the stablemate.
Yeah, so it's sort of indicative maybe of tactics, but that was phenomenal on Saturday, Johannes Vermeer. And Ben Mellum gets his chance to ride a really historic winner for Aidan O'Brien. If they happen to land that one, what's the world record? Well,
yeah.
World record equaling. And
yeah.
Huge opportunity.
I know you're on the move out the Kyneton, but anything else to report from Werribee?
As far as I can tell, it's been very quiet. Several went to the beach this morning, as they did yesterday. Farset Tempest, Casper Sky, and Hugo Palmer's pair, Wall of Fire and Mask of Time, went to Altona, and a few more were going across the other day. They really enjoyed it there yesterday. And Rob Archibald saying that in terms of... A Mask of Time on track for the Crystal Mile at Mooney Valley.